This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. Folks, you're going to have to excuse me today because I just can't muster up the outrage for an 800-word essay on a single subject. I think it's time for the snark briefs, which are not some kind of underwear, but news items or things that I'm thinking about with a little juvenile scorn thrown in. Item 1, the subprime mortgage problem. So let's see if I get this straight. The finance industry looking for ever more lucrative ways of sucking the life out of, making money off of consumers, decided that instead of having a whole segment of people with lousy credit unable to get a mortgage, they'd invent a new form of mortgage, call it, say, the subprime mortgage. Give people with lousy credit a chance to prove that they didn't really mean to default on those previous loans, really. All they want is a chance. Oh, and don't do the due diligence to make sure they can pay. And while you're at it, convince them that they want a house bigger than they can afford for more money than they have now in the hopes that they'll make enough money in a couple of years to afford their new home. And these geniuses on Wall Street thought that giving lots of money to people with crappy credit wasn't going to come back and bite them in the ass? You know, I'll bet they're responsible for all that hot stock market tip spam we get, too. Item 2. The Democrats are never going to get me back. Not at this rate, anyway. I am not a one-issue voter. I've never been a one-issue voter unless you count my insistence that whoever our president is, he or she must satisfy me that he or she is serious about fighting the jihadis in what's becoming known as the Long War. Barack Obama has made it plain that he will disarm and retreat. Hillary's opinion on Iraq changes depending on what day it is, what the weather's like, what audience she's speaking to, and whether or not she's running the gauntlet of sniper fire in foreign countries. Add to that the fact that Obama thinks that people making $75,000 a year are rich and should have their taxes raised, and Hillary wants to bankrupt us with her health care plans from the 1990s, well, the Dems aren't getting me back anytime soon. John McCain? Steady as she goes, Cap'n. And while we're at it, he supports Israel, too. Item 3. I don't think the Pope can count. The Vatican says that Islam is now the world's biggest denomination because it has more adherents than Catholicism. Islam isn't a denomination. That's not comparing apples and oranges. That's comparing a slice of apple with apple as a whole. Christianity still has Islam beat as the world's most popular religion. I'd rather deal with the occasional Mormon or Jehovah's Witness at my door than, say, a jihadi. At least I know if I get rude to the Mormon, he's just going to pedal off on his bicycle and try to convert someone else. He won't be chopping off my head or blowing himself up at my doorstep. Yeah, maybe I should start saying yes to those copies of the Watchtower out of gratitude. Item last. Condoleezza Rice talked Israel into promising to remove 50 checkpoints in the West Bank, allow more Palestinians to work in Israel, and let Palestinian police take over Jenin. In response, the Palestinians promised to really, truly, honest to Allah, make an effort to somehow maybe stop the terrorists from murdering Israelis. Or at least, they'll think about it. And if a terrorist sets off a suicide bomb in Tel Aviv as a result of the relaxation of checkpoints, don't worry, Israel will get the blame for not having removed enough checkpoints. That's what I call Israeli double standard time. But don't worry, it only happens on a day of the week that ends with a Y. And now, back to Brian, wherever the hell he is this week.